I'm joined by Melissa Fleming, Chief Spokesperson for the UNHCR. You're in Kuwait now, Melissa. Give us the latest on how much has been pledged.
Well, at this moment, and the pledging is still continuing this afternoon, we've reached $1.2 billion, and of course we're seeking at least $1.5 billion for the next 6 months to meet the humanitarian tragedy, the challenges that we lie ahead.
Only a few days ago, you were talking about sort of 3% of the money being raised. Now we're over sort of three quarters of the money. Does this surprise you, this rate of pledging?
We're just hugely encouraged. Of course, we've yet to see the money as pledged. We'll have to see how it will be channeled. However, it was very clear the countries understood how devastating the humanitarian situation is, and that at least if they come forward with funds, that can alleviate the suffering as the conflict continues to go on.
How will you ensure that the money reaches the people who most need it?
Well, if the money comes to the UN and to UNHCR, we deliver directly and ensure that the money does reach the people, absolutely.
What channels will be used for this money? Do we know yet?
Well, we don't yet know. We're sure that some of the money will come to the UN, a good portion, to the different UN agencies, and we believe a significant amount will come to UNHCR in our refugee response. But we also know that a good portion of the money will go to the governments, particularly the refugee hosting governments in the region, that is Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and Iraq, who have and their charities and their NGOs who have so generously come forward to help refugees who are pouring over the border, about 3,000 a day.
How will it be decided how to divvy up the money?
That's a very good question. this is something that's yet to be determined. Of course, it's the governments themselves who decide how they would like their money to be designated. But this is our appeal is a UN appeal. It's done on behalf of, you know, over 55 organizations, UN and NGOs, but also on behalf of the governments in the region. So it will, of course, be up to the donors to decide how they want to designate the funds. So that's yet to be determined.
And I gather China has donated a million dollars, small but significant.
This has not come through at this conference yet. We did hear that China was coming forward with a donation, and what we're saying is that we welcome new donors. There has been a traditional group of donors, and we're hoping, and one of the reasons for this conference was to expand that donor base so that more and more countries would be coming forward and giving, and that's what we're seeing here and very encouraged by.
$1.5 billion was a record appeal. Are you confident of reaching it now?
If we don't reach it by the end of the day, we're hopeful that we'll reach it very soon. I mean, this was for the next 6 months. And again, these are the minimal needs for refugees and for the humanitarian situation inside Syria. It absolutely doesn't necessarily include the real huge needs the governments in the region need in addition to this. This is specifically the UN humanitarian appeal.
What's the next challenge?
The next challenge is to see how we can meet the needs of the people and continue to meet the needs. They come not only with shelter concerns, and they come with traumatized, they come ill, they come wounded, they come damaged in so many ways, separated from families. So it's not only money that can solve this problem, programs. The biggest challenge is, of course, to alleviate the suffering, but obviously the political powers that be need to finally find a solution to this conflict.
Okay, Melissa, thanks very much.
Thank you.